It seems that the orientation is getting people a bit tired, and we are losing some. But anyways, it's really good that you came, because this is a really important information for you guys, for degree students. We have three or four presentations. I actually could ask you that, how many of you don't know what Kela is? Okay, so we are going to have four presentations. We are going to tell you briefly what Kela is as well, so you know in what kind of questions you can contact them. Unfortunately, the representatives of different offices didn't make it, but we have Susanna Paavolainen from the local register office, so she's going to tell about their services and what is relevant for you. So we could start with that maybe, and then we are going to tell about also Kela, and then about local healthcare district, and then also the services of Migri. And then after that, you can ask questions, but I have to apologize that since Emilia and I am not representatives of those offices, we probably maybe won't be able to answer all the questions, but we give the contact information where you can ask questions from. And we can also write up your questions if they are a bit more difficult, and we can try to figure them out together. But maybe Susanna could start now, and then let's see, do you want them to ask now or ask in the end? However you prefer, we have time. And
whatever you think it's the best choice.
Okay. Do you want which microphone? Microphone is important because we are recording.
Yes.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Do you hear me? Yeah? Okay. So I'm representing Maistraatti, the local register office. The official name is Sisä-Suomen Maistraatti Register Office of Inland Finland, and we have units in Jyväskylä, Tampere, and Mänttä-Vilppula. One duty of Maistraatti is keeping this population information system in Finland. We are organized by the government of Finland, and everything we register is based on the Finnish law. We will register personal details of people: name, date of birth, place of birth, nationality, things like that. And we also register the address where you live. Not only any mailing address, but the real living address. We also register family relations, at least for those who are permanent residents. It means that we register marital status, if you are married, divorced, if you have children, in some cases also parents. And what can we give for you in Maistraatti? We give you this Finnish identity number. It's a number that identifies you of other people, so that if someone else has exactly the same name and date of birth as you, no one else can have exactly the same ID number in Finland. And the number is valid for the rest of your life once it's given for you. In case you move away from Finland and decide to come back after some years, you will have exactly the same ID number that has given for you for the first time. Our register is used by all the authorities in Finland, and also it's used by many private companies. So they will find your information from their file with your Finnish identity number. It's normally asked everywhere you go. They are not so interested about your name, but they always want to know your Finnish identity number. And maistraatti will also make this decision of domicile. It means that if we register you to live in Finland permanently or temporarily. And also the Finnish Immigration Office is able to make these identity numbers. They will do it together with your residence permit application if it's accepted and if you have applied for the number from there. And when is it good to be registered? Actually, all the students need to make this registration in maistraatti nowadays because university needs this number to be able to update your file. You may also have some other official reason, tax card, Kela, or some other reason to have this number. I guess you are all degree students in this room, right? Yeah? Degree students from European Union. You need to make this registration at the immigration office first. It means kind of residence permit for EU citizens. And you need to register yourself in maistraatti temporarily or permanently, depending on for how long you are going to stay and study in Finland. If you don't want to get this permanent registration, it's okay. But if you will study here for more than 1 year, then you probably want this permanent registration. And degree students outside European Union, you may already have the residence permit card and the Finnish identity number on the backside of your card. You have received it from the immigration office, but you still need to register yourself in maistraatti because you may have the right for domicile. And it's good to register your address because probably you will study here for some years. And always remember to inform your school about your Finnish identity number as well. It's really important that they know it. And what do you need to bring with you when you visit maistraatti for this registration? We need your passport or ID card if you are from European Union. You need to have your residence permit card or this EU registration. We also need your study certificate. An acceptance letter or welcome letter is not enough. We need to know that you have registered yourself as a student, so there has to be this information about enrollment and the duration of your studies, and the paper needs to be stamped and signed by the officer from the university. Then who can get this domicile I mentioned? If your studies take at least 2 years, it means 4 terms, and you are a program student outside European Union, you can be registered permanently in maistraatti so that you have this permanent address and municipality in Finland. If your studies take less than 2 years and you are outside European Union, you will have this temporary registration without domicile, for example, for the exchange students. And students coming from EU can be registered permanently if they wish, and their studies will take for more than 1 year. So there's a bit difference if you are from European Union or outside European Union. then what does it mean to have this domicile? Permanent address in Finland does not mean the same as permanent residence permit. Normally, your residence permit card is given for 1 year from the immigration office. And if you are permanently registered in Maistraatti, it doesn't change the fact that you have to renew your residence permit card every time it's expiring. Maistraatti will only register your permanent living address and municipality. But you still need to contact Migri to renew your residence permit card. If you are from European Union and you are registered in Migri, this EU certificate is valid, I think, as long as you don't report them that you want to cancel it. There's no such limited time as in the residence permit card. When you are permanently registered, you may have some rights as Finnish people, local people here. You may have the right to vote in local elections, for example, after some years of living. And you may have access to some local services organized by the municipality. For example, health services, you will get them for the same price as local people here. And our aim is to register the same personal details about you as we have about Finns if you are registered permanently. So your duty is to supply us legalized and translated documents concerning your family relations. It means that your marital status, marriage, children and things like that should be registered when we register you permanently. And we should also register the information if you are single or not, but we are not able to do it on the basis of your telling. You need to certify it to us with official documents from your home country. And in case you are planning to bring your family to Finland, the family relations need to be registered before Migri is able to grant the residence permit to the family. But in case you want to do that, I think it's better visit our office for correct information. What is a legalized document then? Normally, the document is legal in your country when it's original, perhaps signed and stamped as well. So legalized document is not the same as original document. And the legalization process can be done only in the country who has issued the document. There are two kinds of legalization processes, so-called grant legalization. For example, in China, in Canada, it means that you need to stamp the document in the foreign ministry first, and after that, in the Finnish embassy in that country. Some countries are members of this Hague Convention, for example, Russia and most of the European Union countries. In those countries, this legalization means that the document is stamped with apostille stamp. If you are temporarily registered, you will have this Finnish identity number in the same way, but not domicile. You will be registered for a limited time, normally according to your residence permit card or duration of your studies. And the validity of your address will expire. In that case, you need to visit our office every time you renew your residence permit card so that we can extend the validity of your address. And it's also possible that you have a right to apply domicile after you have lived in Finland for 1 year. in some cases it happens that you live in Finland and you make this registration in Maistraatti first, then you renew your residence permit card for a second year, but you don't remember to visit Maistraatti and inform Maistraatti that you are still here. In that case, it seems that you haven't been living in Finland anymore. And unfortunately, we are not able to update your address backwards anymore. So it's really important that if you are temporarily registered, you need to inform Maistraatti every time you renew your residence permit card at the immigration office. It's also your duty to make a notification every time you move. When you move to another address here in Finland, or move away from Finland for more than 3 months, for longer time than Christmas or summer holiday, you need to notify Maistraatti. And this notification has to be done within a month. Here are our contact details. Our visiting address in Jyväskylä is in Yliopistonkatu 28. You can contact us by telephone as well and send us email. And we also have a website. You can visit us from Monday to Friday between 9 and 4. And you can also make an appointment through our website electronically. So it's advisable to make an appointment, but you can also just drop into the office. We will make this registration very easy for you, as we have done within a couple of years, I think, because we will make these registrations here at the university. There are two dates next week. The first one is on Wednesday, 12th of September, and the second one is Thursday, 13th of September, between 10 and 3. Maistraatti will be in the T building, and you can come there and make this registration and also ask questions. So it's better to make this registration there, so you don't need to visit our office. But if you are not able to come on those dates, you can visit our office as well. So I can repeat the dates next week: Wednesday and Thursday, 12th and 13th, in the T building between 10 and 3. Okay, see you there. That's all for me, thank you.
Do you perhaps have some questions now? Yes?
Did you visit our office in Yliopistonkatu? Yes.
Yeah. Just repeating the question, so it will. The recording will give it to. So she asked. She have already applied for the social security code and the domicile, and she's asking when and how she's going to receive this information.
And
that's the same thing. The personal identity code and the social security number is the same thing.
Okay, if you have visited our office and filled in the papers, we will send a certificate to your home address by mail, not email, by mail, post to your living address. I think you will get it next week.
Yesterday someone asked about it. I think it could have been your tutor. So I will try to check out because I did quickly have a look at it. I think you need to have that.
My opinion is too that it's better wait for our letter so that you know your Finnish identity number already, and after that you can go to the police. And you also need to be permanently registered if you want to apply for this Finnish identity card.
Yes. Let's do all of my questions. Thanks a lot.
Okay. There's another question there. So the question was that she has already been to the register office to register, and she registered as a temporary resident, but now she would like to change it to permanent. So the question is how it works.
Yes, that's right, that if you are going to apply for this Finnish identity card, you need to be permanently registered. And the only way to do that is to visit Maistraatti another time and make this application for permanent registration. Take all the same documents with you had for the first time. And this Finnish identity number doesn't change. It will be the same number.
So the question was whether she can use this temporary, when she applied for a temporary residence, can she use the number that she got from there when she wants to open a bank account?
Yes, you can use this number, which you have been given from Maistraatti. Some banks require Finnish identity card unless they will open a bank account, but some banks don't, so I actually don't know. But perhaps in case they require, I think it's better make this permanent application of your address in Maistraatti first, then apply for this Finnish identity card from the police, and after that go to the bank and open a bank account.
The tutors have been informed about the information on different banks, what they require and what they offer. So you can ask your tutor about these different kind of options. They can show them to you, and then you can decide which is the one that sounds the best to you. Yes, because otherwise I have to repeat myself.
Testing. I have the social security number, but I still need to go to the office in Tampere or Helsinki before the 16th of October to sign the paperwork and pay the 50 euro fee. What happens if I don't manage to book an appointment before this date? Is that a problem? Because it would have exceeded the 3 month period for me to visit.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay, so I could. There's no fine or I'm not deported or anything like that.
Have you filled in the papers in Maistraatti already, or?
Yes, I visited.
Yes, yes, and we're just waiting for your EU registration certificate, right?
Yes, I think so. But I need to go to the office to sign paperwork and pay a fee in one of the major cities.
Yes, you mean this EU registration from,
yeah,
from the immigration
office?
Yeah,
that must be the one. It's so long ago, I've forgotten what form it is I need to complete. So, okay, kiitos.
Thank you. There were some other questions, I think, yeah?
So if I understood correctly, next week when you have, like, when you will be at the T building, we already need the papers, like we already need to do registration if we are from the European Union, like for residence permit, and we also need like a study certificate, like we need both papers if we come next week.
Yes, if you are from European Union, we need your passport or ID card and your study certificate. And in case you have already visited this Migri office and received this EU registration, we need that paper as well.
But if
you haven't visited Migri yet, you can do it later.
Okay.
You can come to the T building anyway and take all the documents with you you have and fill in an application. And after you visit Migri later, just let us know that when your EU registration in Migri is ready and send us perhaps email or something that we know that now it's done and we can continue your registration in Maistraatti.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, do I need, what is the Finnish ID card? Is it the same as the residence permit and do I need to have it?
You don't need to have it necessarily if you don't want. But in some cases, it's easier to take with you than your passport. And this Finnish residence permit card is not any official card of your identity. It's only for the residence permit that you are allowed to stay here. So it's up to you if you want to apply for this Finnish identity card. And you are able to do it only if you are permanently registered in Maistraatti. And you have to do it at the police.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, as mentioned earlier, like one reason why you might want it, because some banks require it. So that could be a reason. But I think a lot of people don't actually get it, or they don't like need it or want it.
You may also have some reasons to stay permanently registered in your home country. It affects to some benefit you receive there probably. So you have to make sure yourself that if you, that what kind of situation you have, because we cannot decide on behalf of you in Maistraatti, because many students ask in Maistraatti, is it better to be permanently or temporarily registered, or what do I get? Do I get more benefits if I'm permanent or temporary? But we can actually not know what is the best choice for you. Some students say that they have some things in their home country. They get some support for studies or some other support or some healthcare things that they need to be permanently registered in their home country. Then you cannot change your permanent address to Finland, because you cannot be registered permanently in two countries at the same time. It's always so that you live permanently in one place and the other place has to be temporary.
I just tried outside to get a doctor's appointment and she asked me for the identification number. I have an old one from my exchange 1.5 years ago. I probably can't give that to her. And is there a chance to get an appointment now before I get the new one?
If you have this Finnish identity number, it's given for you.
But
before,
it was valid till last year, May.
The Finnish identity number is actually valid always, but it's possible that your address is not valid anymore.
Yeah.
But you can check it from Maistraatti, and at least you will hear it when you visit the doctor.
So, but like, can I get an appointment now before changing my address or something? Or
is it very soon?
I would need to get
today.
No, in the beginning of next week.
Yes, but then you can send us email or visit our office to make sure that if your address is valid or not.
Yeah, I know it's not right.
Okay, then I think it's better visit our office to update.
Good.
If we're planning to try to stay here after and find a job here after, is there something that we should start to do now, or we just have to wait and after our studies? I'm sorry. It's better now.
Can you repeat? Yeah.
I will. Sorry. Yes, if we're planning to try to stay here in Finland after our studies, of course, I know that we need to find work. And is there something that we should try to do now? Do we have to do something right now? Do we have to wait to complete a form, or what do we have to do?
For maistraatti, there's nothing you can do.
Okay.
For this thing, I think Mikri knows something about these things. At least if you need to renew your residence permit card, that you have already completed your studies, but you want to stay in Finland after your studies, searching for work. But I don't know if you need to do anything right now, or at least if you are able to do anything for that yet.
So if you come outside of the EU area and you need a residence permit in Finland, and when you have graduated and your permit, which was given for studies, expires, then you can apply for a permit for searching for a job if you don't have a job yet. And that permit can be given for 1 year for searching for work. But there's nothing you need to do at this point.
Kiitos.
And if someone would like to stay here after studies and find a job, and eventually they want to, for example, get a citizenship, in that sense, is it important that you need to have lived in Finland for a certain time? So is it important they start, like, register their address now and the counting starts from then? Is it like that?
Yes, I think it's always good to inform maistraatti that you are still living in Finland after you have completed your studies, that inform maistraatti that you are still living here, you are searching for work, and show us your residence permit card if you have renewed it. Because later, if you are going to apply for Finnish citizenship, I think the immigration office requires 5 years of living and some kind of skills in Finnish language. And they will use our register to be sure that you have been living in Finland. That's why it's really important that there are no any breakups in our system.
Kiitos.
Hello again. So, does it work?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, my question is about renewing my residence permit. So, my residence permit is valid for 1 year, but I'm a degree student, so I have to renew it, my residence permit. So, is maistraatti the place I should visit, or should I visit another place?
You should renew it from the immigration office. They don't have a service point in Jyväskylä, but the nearest service points are in Tampere, Kuopio and Lahti. So you need to visit some of those places, or actually any of those service points they have in Finland. And you need to inform maistraatti when you have renewed this residence permit card in case you are registered temporarily. But if maistraatti has registered you permanently already, you don't need to show us your new card, because your address is permanent already. Only in case your address changes or you move away from Finland.
Okay, so I actually forgot whether or not my state status is permanent or temporary, like when I visited, like when I registered myself in the maistraatti. So how can I check?
You can check it from the letter you receive from maistraatti. You will see that if you have a permanent address or temporary address for a limited time. It's said in the letter. And please check the letter with your other information as well. And if there are any mistakes, please contact us.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There is another question soon, but in between I'm going to tell you that after this presentation, I'm going to give you a presentation about Migri and the residence permits, because a representative of Migri couldn't come, so I'm giving you this presentation, so you will hear more about this also. So there was another question.
Very quickly, yeah. Because I'm from England, and I'm sure you've all heard of Brexit, would you advise me to register permanently as opposed to temporarily for the time being?
Well, we are able to register you permanently if you want.
Will it make things easier for me to register permanently now as opposed to temporary?
In case you are planning to stay here and if you study for more than 1 year and that's what you wish, it's okay. And in that case, you need to inform the authorities in England that you have moved away permanently.
Okay. Okay. Kiitos.
But it's possible.
Hey, hi again. I have another question. I have these two cards, and I'm registered, if I'm not mistaken, I'm registered permanently with Migri. I just have a question, because in Canada, I'm considered, if I'm not mistaken, I'm considered as a resident, I'm still considered as resident, and I'm going to pay my income tax in Canada. So it doesn't mean that because I'm registered here as permanent that I'm going to pay my income tax here, right?
Actually, you should not be registered permanently two countries at the same time. You should be permanent either in Canada or in Finland.
Okay. Oh.
But also, if you are temporarily registered and you have some income, I think you need to pay taxes in Finland as well. But for those, you have to contact the tax office. Unfortunately, I don't know much about those things.
Okay, if I think I'm registered permanently, if I have to change it, is it possible or it's too late?
Yes, you can change it.
Okay.
Yes, you can change it from temporary to permanent or from permanent to temporary if it affects something in Canada.
Perfect.
That you want to be. Just visit Maistraatti and make an application.
Okay, I'll ask them. Kiitos.
Any other questions before we move on to the other presentations? All right. Okay, then we could move on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad that there were not so many people, but you had so many nice questions. Thank you.
And of course, the slides will be on the orientation program website, and there will be there's a recording of this session, so you can check it later as well.
And see you next week, and probably then you have more questions in your minds. Thank you, and have a nice time in Finland.
Yes. And we could maybe then continue with Migri, as there were quite a lot of questions about it already.
Okay, so I think, is it working? Yeah. So I think I've met at least, or seen at least most of you already, but if my face is not familiar to you, my name is Emilia Tolvanen, and I work as a coordinator at the admission services of the university. And as I mentioned before, we couldn't have a representative of Migri here, so that's why I'm telling about their services. So Migri is Finnish Immigration Service, and it is subordinate to the Ministry of Interior in Finland. And they process and decide on matters related to immigration, residence, and Finnish nationality, and also refugee issues. Well, here's information on who needs a residence permit in Finland. But probably you are already familiar with this, because if you are someone who needs a residence permit to enter Finland, you already have the permit. You have applied for it. And there's also some information on visa, but that is not applicable to you because you are staying here longer than 90 days. But then the rest of this is citizens of EU citizens need to do their registration after they have arrived in Finland. And citizens of the Nordic countries have to do this in Maistraatti. I don't know if there is anyone from Nordic countries here. No. And then other EU citizens and citizens of Liechtenstein and Switzerland, they have to register their right to reside in Finland in one of Migris service points, as was mentioned before. And this is if their stay lasts longer than 90 days, so this has to do with all our degree students. And as was already mentioned, there is unfortunately no service point of Migri in Jyväskylä. So the closest ones are in Tampere and Kuopio. And here is the link to Migri website to see more information about this registration and addresses and contact information of those service points. And these slides will be on the website where you can find the orientation program. Here is an explanation about different types of residence permits, or actually these are the most common types. Usually students have the type B permit, which is based on studies. But sometimes there are some students who also have type A permit, which can be based, for example, on working or if the student has already resided in Finland for a longer time. Or some students also have permanent type P permit if they have stayed here over 4 years. And you can never get the first residence permit you get. It can never be permanent so it's always for a fixed time, the first permit. And now the law has just changed about this type B permit, because it used to be so that you could only have it for 1 year at a time. And this was, I think, the case when you applied for the permit. You could only apply for it for 1 year. I mean, if you just arrived in Finland just now. But now, from the beginning of September, the law changed. So from now on, you can also apply for it for 2 years at a time. And this has to do with non-EU citizens now. And then if you have this type B permit, you have the right to work for a maximum of 24 hours a week on average. So this means that, for example, during a holiday, when you have a holiday from studies, you can work more than 25 hours a week, as long as during the year it is not more on average than 24 hours per week. And if you have type B permit, then you are liable to pay tuition fees in our English-speaking programs. I have another slide about the tuition fees later. Well, then there's something about type A permit. For example, if you now have type B and then you would get a continuous employment, if you can do it together with studies, that depends on the phase of your studies, then you could get a type A permit. This can also be, type A permit can be based also on family ties. If you, for example, would be married to someone who has type A permit in Finland. Okay, then there was already a question about extending the residence permit. So 3 months before your current permit expires, it is good to start finding out about how to renew it. And there is this application online. I think it's quite similar than the one you already filled in when you applied for the first permit. And then after that, you should book a time to visit Migris office. So it's never enough just to fill in the online form. You always have to also visit their service point. And to extend the type B permit, which is based on studies, here are the requirements you have to have for that. So you have to have at least 45 ECTS credits if the permit was for 1 year. And then certificate of attendance for the next academic year. And also you always have to prove for type B permit that you have this 6,720 euros per year for living expenses. And also you have to prove Migri that either you have paid the tuition fee for the next academic year or you have received the scholarship for the next academic year, which covers the tuition fee. I don't know if there are any doctoral students here, but this requirement for credits does not apply to doctoral students or those who are writing their thesis, because the thesis is usually, in our university, usually 40 credits. And of course, if you have not finished it yet, you don't necessarily have this 45 credits per year during that time when you have not finished your thesis yet. And the new permit card can be only sent to an address in Finland. So often students want to go to their home country, for example, for the summer before they have received the new card. So this is possible as long as you have visited Migris service point after making the online application. But if you then want to go abroad before you get the new card, because sometimes it can take maybe 1 or 2 months even to get the new card, then it is possible to go out of Finland, but then you should have someone here to collect it from the address where it was sent, and then send it to you, to where you are, because you cannot enter Finland again if you don't have this card with you. And here is also a website for additional information. Then about tuition fees, because it has to do with residence permits also. So first of all, tuition fees don't apply to doctoral programs, and also they don't apply to students who have started their studies before 2017. And then they do not also apply to programs that are taught in Finnish or Swedish. But otherwise, to bachelor's and master's programs that are taught, for example, in English, then they apply. And citizens who are not EU or EEA or Switzerland citizens. But then there are also these some types of residence permits in Finland that if a person has this kind of residence permit, then they are not required to pay tuition fees. And here are other types of permits. So if you have a type B permit, then you are required to pay tuition fees. Yes, and then about this EU citizens registration, as was mentioned before, you have to do that. If you're an EU citizen, you have to visit Migris service point. And there was a question before about what if you don't do it within the 3 months that you have from when you arrived in Finland. Otherwise, there will be no sanction, but if there is something, for example, you, for some reason, the police wants to check your identity, for example, if you have an accident or something, and they check your identity, and if they notice that you are an EU citizen and you have stayed here over 3 months and you didn't do the registration, then there can be a fine for that. No one will like actively check it, but if they have to check your identity for other reasons, then you may be fined if you don't have the registration. Here's some contact information. It is actually a bit difficult to contact Migri via email because they don't answer actually email inquiries. They only have this email address where if you have already sent them an application and you have something to add to that or something, new information, then there is an email address for that. But they don't have an email address for questions. If you just want to ask that, what kind of permit should I have or something like this, they don't have an email address for that. But they do have phone numbers, which you can find on this contact information website. And then at the university, if you want to ask about residence permit or tuition fees, then you can contact me at the admission services. Okay, thank you. And do you have any questions on this? Yes?
So it says that you need to have 45 credits to be able to apply again. But do the credits have to be already completed, or it's like if my courses are still going on and I've not completed the credits, is that still all right?
Usually they only give you the permit, the new permit, after you have completed 45 credits. Okay. So you can, it is possible, for example, to leave the or submit the application before, but then you have to, they will not give you the permit before you send them the certificate or the transcript of records, which shows that you have 45 credits.
Okay. And where do I get the certificate of attendance?
That is, in our university, it's called certificate of registration, and you should have already received it in the beginning of the orientation. But if some of you doesn't have that certificate, you can come to the international office or student services. Both of these are in the second floor of building T, so you can get it from there if you don't have it yet.
Thank you.
Yeah. No questions? Okay, thank you. And then Agi tells you about Kela.
Kela, and I also have actually about healthcare services, and I thought that maybe I will actually start with that one. There we go. And for those who missed the beginning, I have to say again that I am not representative of either the healthcare services or Kela, but we wanted to give you a basic information, and unfortunately people from these places couldn't make it. But the presentation is made by them, so it's correct information. But let's get started with the healthcare services. And before we go there, I wanted to mention about FSHS, because you are all members of the student union, you are all entitled to use FSHS, the student healthcare services. But FSHS is only open on weekdays from 8 in the morning till 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there might be situations when you need, for example, urgent care in the evenings or in the weekend, or maybe for some other reason you need to go to the municipal healthcare. So this is about that. The FSHS is handy in that way that it's only for students, so the queues are shorter there, and there are services that are free, and other services are usually cheaper than in the municipal healthcare. So you can use that always as a number one when it's open, and when it's not open or you need an urgent care, then you can contact the local healthcare services. First and foremost, you need to know that all of you have the right to receive an immediate care in all public healthcare units in Finland, which means that it doesn't matter what kind of papers you have, what kind of insurance, are you registered, do you have a permanently registered address or not. If you are in trouble, if you need healthcare, if you need help, you are going to get it, urgent care. But there's the but, and the amount of invoice will depend on the country of your residence and the certificates that you can present. So here about the patient fees in the Central Finland Healthcare District. So patient fees for residents of EU or EEA countries, Switzerland, or countries that have agreement with Finland, for example, Australia or Quebec, not whole of Canada, only Quebec, it's it's one group, and then there's another groupation fees for residents of other countries. So let's start with the first one, students from EU, EEA countries, Switzerland, and Australia, Quebec. If you have a permanent resident and the proof that you're entitled to social security of your home country, you pay the same fees for the medical care as the permanent residents in Finland. The hospital will need a proof of a valid European health insurance card, the Europeans know what it is, or a valid temporary replacement certificate, which is issued by the social security system of your home country. And if you don't have this, these papers or documents, then you will be charged the full compensation fee for the medical care. If we are talking about non-urgent medical care, under certain conditions, you can have medical care in case of also non-urgent situations. If you want to have non-urgent medical care with the same fees as a person with the resident, as a person who is permanently resident in Finland, you need a form called E112, and it's also from your home country. And without this form, you will be charged a whole compensation fee, and just the EHIC card or a passport are not sufficient documents for this kind of non-urgent care. Moving on to the other group, so students from other countries than EU, EEA countries, Switzerland or Australia and Quebec, it's a full compensation fee for those of them. And you need to have an insurance. So when you applied for the residence permit, you had to get an insurance before, so the insurance will come very, very handy in these cases. But there are many kind of insurances, so make sure that you know the terms of your insurance and see what the insurance covers and what it doesn't cover. The bills will be sent to your home address here in Finland. And if you use your insurance, then you have to provide, of course, the papers to the hospital. So there's a proof of payment form that you need to provide the hospital with. And if you, of course, it's understandable if you don't have maybe this proof of payment form with you every time when you go somewhere. So in case, for example, you have an urgent case and you have to go to a hospital, of course, you can provide the necessary documents also later to the hospital. Of course, there's a due date on the payment bill. So you have to pay the bill until that time. If it's not paid, there will be a debt collection agency looking out for you and asking about the payment. And if you have some issues with the payment, if you have problems paying the fees until the due date, then do let the hospital know. So if you let them know, they can work out something. But if you don't let them know, then there will be the debt collection agency. So they are understandable like that. They can figure some special arrangement out for you, but you do have to contact them about it. It's also a good idea to have some kind of information on you, who to contact in case of emergency. Of course, there are sometimes that kind of accidents, emergency cases when you cannot express yourself. So maybe it's a good idea to have, for example, in your phone or wallet, some phone number, some contact information where the hospital can contact in case it's needed. And there the contact information of the hospital. You can ask them about the invoicing, and you can also check out their website separately. And they put here a picture, so you can change the language of the website, of course, to English, and then there's the patient part, where you can check out information that is relevant to you. The person from the hospital also asked me to emphasize a few things. So if Susanna in the previous or in the first presentation mentioned this domicile. So this domicile comes really handy when we are talking about healthcare. So if you have the domicile in Finland, you can get treatment and you will pay the same fee as any other locals pay. So that's a very important thing when you think about domicile. Also, if you have the European Health Insurance Card, you also will be billed based on the same rate as the local citizens. And when you have, an insurance, then you can use your insurance to reimburse your cost, but you will, if you don't have the European Health Insurance Card or domicile here, then you will get the full payment. And they also asked me to emphasize that it is always your responsibility to provide them with the information of what you have. So if you have a European Health Insurance Card, provide them with it. If you have domicile, tell them you have domicile. Tell them about your insurance, show them the paper that they require. They have just mentioned me a situation when some unfortunately misunderstanding happened, that they for some reason thought a student has domicile and the student got the bill on the local rate, and then later of course it turns out when they check the things that this person didn't have the domicile, so now they have to send another bill to this person, and the full price is really huge. Every now and then we have some contacts made by students, and these, when we talk about these bills, we talk at least about hundreds of euros, but more often about thousands of euros. So it's very important that you are clear about your insurance. If you can have domicile, if your home country doesn't require you for some reason to keep your permanent address there, that it's advisable to get the permanent address from here, because you are all degree students, you are all here for 2 years, so you could get that. And if you are worried about some kind of things, that you are not quite sure if you are here for 2 years, what if something happens, something can happen, of course, where you need to return, for example, to your home country. You don't have to worry about it. If you move away, you just let the register office know, hey, I'm moving away, and that's it. So it's no one is going to tell you, you registered for at least 2 years, you got to stay. So it's easy to cancel it if it needs to be. And one more thing that they asked me to emphasize is that you should never cancel your insurance. Sometimes it happens, and then it's a very, very unfortunate situation when you go to the hospital and you do get those bills of thousands of euros. So it's very important that you keep your insurance. And there was a question, so I could pass on the mic.
Can you tell me what is domicile?
Domicile is, it's basically, it means that you have a permanent address in Jyväskylä. And you can have a permanent address in only one place. So you cannot have a permanent address both here in Finland and in your home country, for example, or in the country where you came from now. You will be able to check out the slides that we had in the previous presentation by the register office, it was explained. So you have to go to the register office and fill in a form. And you, as students who are spending here 4 terms, non-EU students who spend here 4 terms, have the right for domicile. And EU students who spend here 1 year, they have the right for domicile.
So I'm sorry, I don't want to bother anyone with that again. I'm from Quebec.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I have that certificate.
Okay.
Now, would it be better for me? I'm considered, if I'm not mistaken, as a permanent, I have a permanent address here with Mastery, if I'm not mistaken. Would it be better for me to be considered as a resident of Quebec or have a permanent address here for concerning the health services? What's better?
Unfortunately, I can't answer this answer, okay. This question. You could...
Is it going to be the same thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. You would need to contact the register office and the healthcare providers to ask about this.
This phone number. I have to dial.
Yeah, this is the Finland Healthcare District.
Okay.
So this is one, but it might be that you would need to kind of contact both of them, both the registry office and to figure out.
Kiitos.
Yes. No. Any other questions about the healthcare? Yes. Also me, once more, I would like to emphasize that please be clear about whether you can have domicile here, what your home country requires from you, and if you can have domicile, do it, but apply for it, and be sure if you have domicile. Now, there were some questions previously, how do I know if I'm permanently or if I have a permanent address or a temporary address? Do check those papers and be clear about what you have, because it influences on what kind of bills you will get, for example, if you have to use the municipal healthcare. So this one thing you should be very clear about, as well as about your insurance's terms. And if you have further questions, then please do contact the hospital about it. And now we can move on to the last one. That's a very short crash course on Kela. It's just a couple of slides, but it's important that you know what Kela is. So the Kela is the social insurance institution in Finland. It looks after the social security of people covered under the Finnish social security system. It covers such areas of social security as family benefits, health insurance, rehabilitation, basic unemployment security, housing supplement, financial aid for students, and basic pensions. So quite a lot of topics are under their regulation. So first, about eligibility for Finnish social security. There's a rule that international students who are in Finland only for the purpose of studying, or the main purpose of residing in Finland is studying, are not covered by the Finnish social security, and thus are not entitled to social benefits, since their residence in Finland is considered temporary. And insurance under the social security system generally requires a permanent residence in Finland. And if you are a student who resides in Finland for another reason than studying, so you might have family ties, you might have a job, it might be return migration, then you can and you should contact Kela to get more information whether you are eligible for their benefits or not. If the circumstances of your studies in Finland change and you meet the requirements for permanent residence, you may qualify for social security coverage. And one example how this could happen is if you marry a person who lives in Finland permanently. If you work in Finland during your studies, you can become covered by the social security system for the duration of your employment on the same grounds as other workers who come to Finland. And for EU, EEA and students and students from Switzerland, coverage by the social security system presupposes that your employment in Finland lasts for at least 4 months, 18 hours a week, and or 1,000 euros a month. And those students from non-EU or EEA countries should contact Kela to inquire about their eligibility. So now about the financial aid for non-EU EEA students. If you are not a Finnish citizen, you may be entitled to student financial aid if you have been granted a continuous A or a permanent B residence permit or an EU residence permit for a third country, for third country nationals. And also, if you are registered as a permanent resident in Finland in the population register system, and your purpose for residing in Finland is something other than studying. And once again, emphasize that if you are here in Finland for the sole purpose of studying, you are not eligible for financial aid. Then about EU and EEA students. You may be eligible for financial aid if you are in Finland for reasons other than education and you have registered residence in Finland. And you can also get financial aid if you are if you are a family member of a citizen of another EU, EEA country or Switzerland who is employed in Finland. And even if you are here for the purpose of studying, but you're also working in the same time, you can be granted financial aid for the duration of your employment. So it's the same thing with the social security coverage. And again, there's a requirement that your employment should last at least for 4 months and a minimum of 18 hours a week. And there the contact information of Kela, they have quite a lot of information in English available. I would like to draw your attention to one thing, is that when you go to Kela's website, you do find a lot of information in English. But don't assume that just because it's in English, it applies to you. One thing is that there is information in English about financial aid for students. And if you start to scroll down, first you see that, oh, you are eligible then and then and then. And then only when you go to the bottom of the page, there is the information that financial aid for foreign students. So what you see actually in the beginning applies to Finnish citizens or other permanent residents, but it's just translated from Finnish to English. And only in the end of the site, for example, you see what it applies to those of you who are for international students who don't have Finnish nationality or permanent residence. Here I actually put the direct link, so this brings you directly to that part that explains the terms for international students. We also have a Kela office in Jyväskylä, so you can go there, you can call them, or you can email them. And what is really important, that we will have a Kela pop-up info desk where you can go and ask, and that's why we wanted to give you this basic information, that if you think that you might be eligible to some kind of benefits, then you can go there to ask. And it's going to be also next week on the 12th of September, and they are going to be in the university library in the lobby for 3 hours. So then if you have any questions about the social security, if you have, for example, children with you, if you have a Finnish spouse or something like that, where you think that you might be eligible for some kind of benefits, do go and ask them about further information and whether you should apply to some kind of benefits. All right, this was it. I kind of want to ask if you have questions, but I'm also afraid to ask if you have questions because, yeah, it's not my expertise. But let's see, if you do have questions, we try to answer. But you don't, yes. Okay. Think about it. As said, the slides and the presentation will be uploaded to the orientation program website, so you will be able to check back. Check also the links and just make sure you are clear with what rights and eligibilities you have and whatnot. Do you have questions about anything now after all these four presentations? Yes, we do.
Yes, I just want to find out, you, according to your presentation for the Migri, you said you need to live in the country for 4 years to be able to get the A permit.
No, you don't need to live 4 years in Finland to get the A permit, but to get the P, permanent permit,
okay.
Type P, for
okay.
That you need to live
okay.
4 years.
I just want to find out how the calculation for the year is done. Is it maybe from September to the next September or according to the academic?
Well, actually, I'm not sure. So I would have to find out because, as mentioned before, we couldn't have a Migri representative here. And I mainly know about a type B permit, which is based on studies. So unfortunately, I'm not sure. But I think you can also find information on that on their website, Migri's website.